one of the great interests of my life. I was going to say one of the great mysteries of life, but it's probably not a mystery to anybody else. But it's this idea that in life, we all get these opportunities to lever up, to leverage up, to take our status, our position at work, our money, our, you know, it can play out in a lot of different categories, a lot of different fields. But my content, my mission, my ministry here is this idea of teaching people to focus on their money and to use money to improve the quality of their life and their family's life and legacy. See, legacy, yes, is going to come down to how nice you were and, you know, did you do the baseball thing and all that shit, all the normal things that everyone has. It's that, but then there's more. The Science of Getting Rich, the book written in 1905 by Wallace Wallace, teaches this idea that in order to live a complete and full life, one must pursue the process of riches. And at first, that verse, I talk about this in previous episodes of the podcast, that can be hard to digest for some people, especially religious people or people who come from extremely poor families or people who are very sympathetic to the cause of poverty and misfortune or unfortune. This can weigh hard on them, but I would ask you to take a bigger picture, to step back when you read that. And to think about someone like a Mother Teresa. We could all argue whether you're Catholic or not Catholic. The woman did a lot of good things for the poor people of Calcutta. She lived right in the heart of the center, ground zero for leprosy and ministered to those people. But it took a lot of money to keep Mother Teresa poor. See, Mother Teresa had an entire machine, a 24-hour money machine that all they did is recruited on behalf of Mother Teresa so she could continue her work helping the poor. Jesus said the idea that it's better to give than to receive. I don't know, but it seems like you have to have it in order to give it. So there's something about this idea that as being responsible for the heads of our household, being responsible to the people who come after us, being responsible to the town and the community and the country and where you live, that instead of being a burden, you become a blessing. Now, anyone can be a blessing in word only, and you should be, because it's free. It doesn't cost you anything to hold a door open or to say something nice or to be a friendly person. And you should do that, and that counts for a lot. Because what you're freely given, you should be able to freely give away, right? And so what good does it do you to make all the money in the world and be an asshole? Nothing. And so I'm not saying that you pursue riches and getting wealthy at the exclusion of being nice and being friendly and caring and helping other people. If you know me, if you're close to me, you know I'm a huge believer in karma. And that the reason I gave away my ebook is because, to be honest, I learned everything in it basically free. I mean, maybe I bought a book here and a book there and I listened to a podcast here, but none of that amounts to shit. There's no money in that. But the hundreds of dollars and the thousands of dollars and I never spent tens of thousands on courses and programs and this and that never did anything that the free information didn't do for me. And so Jesus said, freely receive, freely give. And I'm not even a religious person. I wouldn't even call myself a Christian. But I understand wisdom. The Bible's filled with wisdom. Islam is filled with wisdom. Buddhism is filled with wisdom. You can choose to ignore 5,000 years of legacy. I have an episode where I talk about this idea that the way of building wealth is 5,000 years old. Not much has changed. You still have the lords of the land and the people who own things. And that the way to build wealth, the way to preserve your family, the way to protect your family is to what? Make money, invest, keep money, and invest money. Make money, keep money, and invest money. But psychologically or spiritually or whatever you want to call it, people don't want their money. As fast as they get their money, they get rid of their money. It goes to car payments and school loans. Matter of fact, people are so quick to get rid of their money that they will sign papers to give away the future money they make. in order to make their life here today just a little bit easier. Because people will do more to avoid pain than to gain pleasure. And investing with a future mindset of 7 to 10 years, I say this all the time, that anyone, regardless of age, race, or financial situation, can become rich in America in 7 to 10 years. But God damn it, it takes consistency. It takes you being focused on a single thing and becoming great at it. People say, well, I don't have the money to invest. No shit, because you're not great at anything. Because the moment you become great at something, the universe conspires, lines up, makes a way for you to get paid. And when you get paid, you get a choice. Keep the money or spend the money. Keep the money or spend the money. Every dollar that goes into your hand or bank account, you get a choice. Keep it or spend it. But we're quick to say it. You don't understand. I don't have a choice. I know. Because you already obligated it away previously. And at some point, you break the cycle. See, the king can't hold down the kingdom. The king can't even build a fucking kingdom if he doesn't have anything to work with, right? He needs an army. He needs soldiers, right? He needs crops. He needs people to tax. He needs the materials and the tools and the people in order to work with to build the kingdom to hold it down. And so you start right there with you and your kingdom. What is my credit score? You can't say I want to invest in real estate and you have bad credit. Like you haven't done the basics. And we have a world filled with people of Generation Z and millennials trying to skip ahead, trying to earn something you don't deserve. You don't deserve shit. Nothing. Not a damn thing. You don't deserve nothing. Nobody does. And the moment we all realize that, we become empowered to control our own situation and to kind of turn, like turning the Titanic, to twist Mother Nature, to twist the universe to around to our way of thinking because of our focus. Because what we think about comes about. What we focus on grows. Wealth comes from concentrated focus on doing one thing really good. And you get paid for it. And then having the personal wisdom, discipline, control to be able to then allocate that money that you got paid for being great at something. And to invest it. And to begin to build your kingdom. See, if you're running a kingdom and you have a small little kingdom and these guys over here are planting stuff, right? And you want to expand, you say, hey, we need more food. What do? We have to make some infrastructural investments in the kingdom. The people need land. The people need plows. The people need an army to protect them so that they can work in peace, right? These are the responsibilities of the king. And if he doesn't monitor it, what happens to his kingdom? Yeah. There is basic financial advice today is when the stock market's crashing, you shouldn't even log into your account. Don't even look at it. This is what Wall Street tells the dumb money. That's you. You're the dumb money. You know that, right? Every one of you listening to me right now are dumb money. That's what you're called. Monkeys is what Goldman Sachs, I believe, calls their people. Isn't it monkeys? You're the food for the fodder. You're the little thing they get to squish, grind, turn upside down, shake, and take your money. And so their grand fucking retirement plan for you is this. Just work. Don't ever check your account and just keep sending it to us. We got you. And there's an entire generation that went along with that. And now they're 60 and 70. Gee, Merle, we don't have no money. It's probably your parents and your grandparents. No shit, you didn't keep an eye on the kingdom. There's an entire generation of gurus right now telling millennials, don't buy houses. Don't even set up a kingdom. You're too stupid to even own a house. You could never come up with the down payment. And so in order to pitch you on that, because see, listen, if you're coming up with these big down payments to buy houses, you can't send your money to the funds in Wall Street. You can't give your money to Vanguard or to the Cardones to buy their courses. Matter of fact, you're too fucking stupid to even do real estate. Why don't you just send me all your money? Have you not noticed this? And there's an entire class of people set up to take your money and invest it for you because you're either dumb, unmotivated, or don't know what you're doing. Like, this is what's taught from the leading mind money intellectuals in America to the money thought leaders. The fucking thought leaders in our country are telling you, don't buy a house. You're too stupid to invest in real estate. And whatever you do, do not ever work on it yourself because you have more valuable time. Now, you can't afford to buy the house, but somehow your time is valuable doing something else. I don't know what that means. And so I've listened to just a cesspool of just puking, horrible freaking advice on an entire generation, just shitting horrible advice on you. And that generation just eating it up. Eating it up. Just taking on debt. Taking on debt. The attention span of a bug. Hopping from one idea, one guru to the next guru, one business opportunity to the next business opportunity. You're a CEO and you've never even worked a fucking 14-hour day. What are we talking about? It doesn't even make sense. And we have gurus catering to this, telling people you should start a business. How are you going to start a business? You've never been an employee. You don't even know what a business is. Like, we're just bypassing wisdom. We're bypassing education. You don't know anything. You don't know about keeping books. You don't know about paying taxes, unemployment taxes, state taxes. No, because everything that it takes to run the kingdom, the guru is going to tell you to outsource it. Oh, you don't need to know about that. You have more valuable things to do with your time. Yeah. Now go back. In 2008, it was a whole different bunch of gurus telling you the same bullshit, and they all went out of business. A couple of them survived, and they reinvented themselves. Tony Robbins wrote a book called Money. It's the size of a fucking dictionary, and it's stupid. It tells you horrible advice. But he gets a pass. He gets a pass. And if you say something, you're a hater. Doesn't matter that it's awful. We just leave that out. There's gurus telling people, don't pay your student loans. Focus on sales. You know how awful that is? Your credit is priority number one. The very foundation to build your kingdom is your word, your name, that your name carries with it weight, that you can walk into a building and leverage yourself, buy $100,000, $200,000 asset, and walk out because of who you are as a person. And this person is telling them, fuck that, let it go bad, it doesn't matter. And no one's saying anything. No one's challenging this. What do you think happens to the entire group of people who've listened to this bullshit about don't buy a house, don't buy a house, and when they need a house because now they're 50 years old, 55 years old, and they didn't get rich like they thought they were by listening to that bullshit, now they need to buy a house, and a house is $600,000, and I'm going to need 60 to 80 grand down from you. That was the advice. So instead of capturing equity for 10 or 15 years, you gave it all up, pursuing a business you should have never been in because some guru gave you the advice that you should be an entrepreneur before you even understood what a business really even was. You can't read a book and understand business. You can't read a book and trade stocks. It's a lifelong process, no more than you take a golf lesson and you go play on the PGA Tour. You got to put in the reps, man. It takes courage. But you know how much courage it takes to buy a course? Zero. You know what it takes to buy an investment property? 20% down. Which one's harder? That's why they sell a lot of courses. You don't need a course to put 20% down. You don't need to go to anyone to learn how to do that. It's 20% down. That's it. You don't need a fucking course. You need to save 20%. But guess what? Telling someone to fix their kingdom, to get their shit together, to get their credit card to get score together, to fix their debt, to take personal responsibility, and then to save up the money, to have some freaking guts and invest it. See, that doesn't sell courses. That shit's not romantic. There's no Rolls Royce ghost in that. It's dirty. It hurts. You bleed. Literally, as I'm doing this speech, my knuckle is bleeding. You know why? Work. On a Sunday. Now, I'm not saying that to say I'm better than you or him or her, and maybe he makes more money and he covers up his $500 shoes. I don't really give a damn. There's outliers everywhere. You're surrounded by people that are outliers. They can ride dirt bikes naturally better than everyone around them. They can ride a skateboard. They break all the fucking rules. She's so good at math. My God, I wish my kid was like that. What if I did exactly what you do? Would I be really good at math? No. And so when you learn and you study under someone who's a freaking outlier, and you're like, gee, I wonder why I don't get the same results. Because you're not an outlier. And that's okay. I used to see this. My kid was in public or private school, along with a bunch of other kids in private school. Now, I never had any delusion that my kid didn't do shit wrong. And if you called me and said he had done something, I believed you. I met him. But there would be parents who would literally immediately defend their children. Hey, dummy, your kid might be guilty. This is an opportunity for you to minister, to build courage and backbone and truth and fucking discipline into your child. And your first response is to attack the authority figure who accused your child. And now you wonder why he's 20 and he's a giant pussy. Why? Because you've been coddling him his whole life. And we have a lot of people like that. And they're not going to want to be your friend when you're working on Sunday. No, man, I can't go with you, bro. We're flipping a house. Oh, man, I want to get in on that, too. I want to get in on that, too. You got somebody? Nah, bro. I got friends like that. And as I bought house after 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 house, they all got tired of hearing me tell them this. Because the more they were around me and they began to see the example, that it takes hustle, it takes work, but most of all, it takes courage. It takes courage. Anybody can buy a course. It takes a different animal, a different person to say, no, I'm saving money for this at all. Sorry, mom, can't help you. I got to get my 20%. I'm launching this new business. Everyone will always say, well, houses are too expensive in my area. Really? Every fucking house? You looked at every fucking piece of property in your entire state and they're all too expensive. Shut up. That's not possible. In every area, there are opportunities. But as you begin to look, it might not be in a traditional family. It might be a business. It might be a commercial setting. It might be a warehouse. Amazon is paying fat money to people that have warehouses all over the country. But we didn't think about that. No, because we just said, oh, it's too expensive, so I'm not going to bother to look or to run the numbers. People will tell me that, and I say, send me your zip code. And within a 15-minute or 15-mile area, I'll find out, shit, that would work. That would work. If rent's $2,100 a month, that would work. Well, if you put 30% down and not 20, it would work there. You might have to put 30. So what? Put 30. You can pay cash for houses and rent them. Hello. And so if you want to be in a business instead of immediately, dude, if I post something, someone will fucking immediately, within minutes, reply with the reason they can't do what I just said. It's too much. I don't know. And it's all bullshit. It's all excuses. Because in every single one of those circumstances, you need to work more than you're working. You need to make more money than you're making. You need to pay more attention to your damn money. You need to understand the markets. You need to understand interest rates. You're not doing anything to build the damn kingdom. There's no plan, no blueprint, but you have excuses why you can't do it. What do we do with that? And then I got a 16-year-old kid hit me up. He says, Mr. Peters, I just got $29,000 from an accident. The banker says I should put it into an IRA. What's the banker doing? The banker's advice is for the kid to give him the money. Wall Street's advice for you to give them your money. The guru's advice is you're too stupid to do the real estate. Why don't you just give it to me and my fund and we'll do it for you, because you couldn't possibly do this. You have more important things to do. Like, I don't know. What do you do? What was so important on Sunday that you couldn't be working on your empire? What was so important on Saturday? I work on it every day. And also do bubbles and bath and also play with the kid. Shit, I'm in a famous video where I let my son put makeup on me. But that day I worked on the kingdom. Right now, the kingdom, we're working on building our paper assets. I'm a little heavy in real estate, so my focus the last half of this year of 2019 is I want to accumulate more shares. I've bought more shares in the last 2 weeks than I've bought in the last 2 years in the stock market. My goal is to get $50,000, maybe $100,000 into the market by the end of the year. God, I hope it goes down. But that's the mission. The moment I say that, there's people who will email me, respond, or tweet back with a fucking reason they can't do that. Sheriffs. Oh, my mom wants it. Do it. Make a reason why you have to do it. Tell everything else your reason. Yo, bro, can't help you. I'm trying to get 50 grand into the S&P this year. Nope, mom, can't help you. Can't do that. Sorry. Yo, I'd love to go there, but I can't, bro, because I'm trying to get 50. Watch what happens when you start talking like that. Your friend base goes to very few. Because your friends are stupid and broke, most of them, if you were honest, on financial issues. Unless you have a whole different group of friends than I have. Maybe you do. I hope you do. Because my friends aren't doing that. My friends are never calling me up saying, yo man, did you see mortgage REITs this week? Strangers on Instagram do. Freaking strangers come to me with business ideas. My parents never called me with one. Like, strangers on Instagram have sent me stock ideas. My dad didn't send me stock ideas. All of the money you want is in the pockets, purses, wallets, and checkbooks of other people. And one way to get to it is by investing in businesses that do business with those other people.